From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi has announced the formal start of a military push to remove the Islamic State from the northern city of Mosul. David Enders is a longtime reporter in Iraq.
Mosul is the largest city under control of the Islamic State in Iraq and Syria. They've held it for almost 2 years, and the Iraqi government taking it back would be a huge setback for the Islamic State. It would be the loss of the largest city they control.
U.S. Defense Chief Ash Carter says it is a decisive moment in the campaign to defeat the Islamic State and pledges support from the U.S.-led coalition. Mosul residents contacted by phone and Skype say IS fighters have blocked major roads and bridges in and out of Mosul. Jihadists have fanned out through the city and planted mines and explosives and warned civilians not to attempt to leave. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says all options remain open for U.S. and its allies in Syria, but he admits the United States and Europe have no appetite for military action, even as Russia refuses to back down. Mr. Kerry held talks in London with British Foreign Secretary Boris Johnson day before he met with Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov and other top diplomats in Switzerland. So far, no breakthroughs in the talks. A group of Nigerian parents have been reunited with 21 girls of 300 kidnapped by Boko Haram militants more than 2 years ago. This mother of one of the girls released this last week says she is grateful to have her daughter back and the others home and doesn't want any of the girls to be forgotten. This is VOA News. At least 30 people were killed in Pakistan when two buses collided in southern Punjab province today. Rescuers say another 30 or more were injured. Fatal road accidents are common in Pakistan, where traffic rules are rarely enforced and roads in many rural areas are poor. Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif's office said he has expressed deep grief and sorrow over what they call the loss of precious life. Several thousand demonstrators marched Sunday in the Hungarian capital, Budapest. They were chanting, carrying signs, protesting the sudden closure of the country's largest-selling opposition newspaper. Protests targeted Prime Minister Viktor Orban, who has been accused at home and abroad of stifling press freedoms and isolating private media outlets opposed to his controversial anti-migrant stance on refugees. In U.S. politics, Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump has conceded he is losing support from women, but he blamed it on media accounts of women who he says falsely accused him of sexual assault. Tim Kaine, the vice presidential running mate for Democratic Party nominee Hillary Clinton, told supporters Trump is blaming everyone because he knows he is losing. But just over 3 weeks to the election, a national average of polls compiled by Real Clear Politics shows Clinton with a 5.5% lead over Trump. China has launched two astronauts into space today on a mission to dock with an experimental space station and remain aboard it for 30 days. The rocket took off from a launch site on the edge of the Gobi Desert. Zhang Yosha, the chief commander for China's manned space program, says the rocket did lift off according to plan. He said it was a complete success. The spacecraft will dock with the space station within 2 days. The entire station will begin full operations in the year 2022. China's economic growth is expected to slow to 6.6% this year and 6.5% next year. Economists told Reuters Beijing is facing downward pressure due to lessened global demand that affects exports as well as risks from reforms to cut industrial overcapacity and growing amounts of debt, and some fear could spark a financial crisis. Last month, the World Trade Organization cut its forecast for global trade growth this year for the third to a 1.7%, reflecting a slowdown in China and falling levels of imports in the United States. Get more news at our website, voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.